community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Told you it was a busy programme, and Luke Adams has very patiently been waiting in the wings for his call to appear on air. Thanks for hanging around. Luke, normally we'd do it a little earlier than this, don't we?
Yeah, it's later than normal, but I like waiting around here. It's always good to see everyone.
You had a chat with the boss, and he gave you a cup of tea or coffee?
Coffee it was.
Yeah, well, there you go, you see. Well organised. Okay, so you've been popping in over the last, must be a couple of months now.
I think yeah.
Every couple of weeks you pop in. Now, you're from Biscotti Brentwood, and that's an organisation that helps companies with marketing.
Yeah, so Biscotti Brentwood is actually a networking event that I host. I run a marketing, I'm a CEO of a large marketing company, but we don't sell to businesses as such, we actually sell to marketers. So marketers come to us for fulfillment and advice and training and how to win more customers. So I've got a really good understanding of what the customer needs, but also what's actually a good marketer. So I know when there's a good marketing company, when it's a bad one. So I get asked quite a lot at my networking event at Business Biscotti, is how, out of all these marketers that we see today, is how do we choose one?
You don't just stick a pin in or go to the yellow page and say, I'll choose that one.
Yeah, a lot is done randomly, and that's where money can be wasted. So it's important to understand how you can choose one. And there's no hard and fast rules, but if I give you maybe 4 points of what you can look for so that you don't throw your money away, because it can be quite expensive. It's an important aspect of your business to market it, to get out your message, but you really don't want to waste any money. So I'll give you point number one, which is probably the most important thing, is really understand in your marketing what you're trying to hire someone for or do in-house. What is it that you're wanting from that campaign? And when we say campaign, campaign is just like a project. So what is it that you're trying to achieve? Many businesses don't even think about what they want. So it could be just build a website. That's what I want. I want a website, which is known as a function within marketing. It's not actually the marketing of it. It's just something that's needed. It's an online brochure, or it's an online shop, or it's something that helps people convert to leads to customers. But it could be something direct response marketing, which we've talked about in the past. That marketing campaign gets people to call in or to email in or to text in or to action and bring a coupon in. That's direct response.
So different marketing companies have got different priorities, have they?
They will have different skill sets.
Yeah, okay.
So they may be an all-encompassing, you know, they're a whole suite of marketing and they offer everything, and that's great. And that's not to say that they can't do so. But for you to understand which company to go for, you can either choose a specialist or a really well-educated generalist as such. They can all be very, very good, but you need to know what you want from that campaign. If you don't know it, you won't get the results that you're after.
Now, if you want somebody to fix your boiler, there's an organization that the guys have to belong to before they can do that, you know, and you can look them up. Can you do that with marketing companies or not?
I wouldn't necessarily use one of those online programs. I would certainly look at testimonials, so when you're searching for them online, or ask to speak to their customers. You're speaking to a marketer, so they will have customers. So therefore say, hey, can I speak to some of your customers to make sure that you're a good fit?
Yeah.
But if they're a startup, so let's say there's lots of people claiming to be marketing people. One of the things I would definitely say is point number two, I guess, is what have they sold? If they haven't sold anything outside of marketing services, how do they know the buying triggers of your customer? How do they know the difference between the psychology of when someone needs something and someone wants something? Mm. And if they've never sold anything directly, they've never sold double glazing, business-to-business software, computers, vans, it doesn't really matter. They really should understand the psychology of selling, because then they can create a campaign around what people actually want, not what they need. Because we all buy what we want, not necessarily what we need.
So these guys are running marketing companies. A lot of them haven't run their own businesses, for example.
Maybe never run their own businesses. They may have come from the corporate world. So they've worked for a big company, a marketing company, or just in-house in a, let's say, a large software company. Mm. And they've been in the marketing division, and they've said, hey, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up my own company. I can do better. So they leave their company, they've got no infrastructure, no support, no finance, no training process behind it, and they're selling something that they've maybe never done, you know, to real businesses. Yeah.
Now, you have these networking events, don't you?
Yeah.
And the next one is the 2nd of June at the Mary Green Manor Hotel.
Yeah.
Is that something you can help people with?
Yeah, a lot of the times people come to me at the networking event and say, hey, can you help me select... I'm just about to do a campaign, perhaps a telemarketing campaign. You know, they want direct response, direct results. And then, funny enough, I usually go through the four pillars that I've spoken to in the past of saying, well, don't pay someone to do telemarketing if you haven't got a value offer, if you haven't got a conversion platform, you haven't got a product to sell.
Yeah.
So I'll give loads of free advice, lots of guidance of how to select a good marketing. Mm. And if you think of the other thing that I mentioned briefly was, what is the training budget of the marketer? Marketing is shifting all the time, not only from platforms, you know, like social media, but also in terms of the psychology of buyers. I mean, I don't know if you know, Keith, but apparently, according to Harvard report, 57% of your decision is made before you actually meet the company to buy because of social media. Because now people know more about you than you know about yourself. Because of all the information that's out there. So we can make a decision before we've actually spoken to a company. So that's more than half of your decision. So the marketing company that you're selecting should have a training budget to go on and learn about all of this stuff. Yeah. If they don't, then how are they moving forward?
We'll take a little break now. We're talking about how to choose a marketing company and a couple more things to talk about, yeah?
Yeah.
But first, we'll have a commercial break and then a song, and then we'll come back and chat in a few minutes.
The Phoenix FM Drive Show with Papa John's Pizza, 106 High Street, Brentwood. Call in for more details.
We're having a chat with Luke Adams at the moment from Biscotti Brentwood, and he's been telling us about the things to consider if you're thinking of using a marketing company. And you've got a couple more things.
Yeah, so if I quickly have a recap, is what, understand what you want. So that's really important so that you know whether you want direct marketing, brand creation, what exactly is it that you're trying to achieve. The next thing is has your marketer ever sold anything? You know, if they haven't sold anything, are they really going to understand it? It's not too much of an issue if you've got a function, so you want them to deliver social media, if you want them to deliver a website. But if you want a real direct result from a brand, they need to have sold something. Otherwise, how can they use that message? Then we talked about they should have a training budget. How are they going to keep on top of the skills? It's forever changing. They should really have a set budget that they spend $20,000, $30,000 a year in training to learn these new skills. And then there's another thing that I would definitely look at is understand what their background is. If they worked in a corporate for a large company and they were predominantly just doing brand creation. So they might have got some brilliant brands on their CV, but has it brought in direct response results for a small business? Most haven't. If you go into any large corporate and look at the difference between their marketing campaigns from huge brands, it's all about brand awareness.
So, yeah. So having references from previous clients, that would be a real bonus, I guess.
It would be if it's relevant. It's not if it's a great big company and you're a small company. If you're a small accountancy firm trying to get more clients and they've been working with Apple, IBM, Oracle, for example, The two campaigns are completely different, and do they really understand how they can get a direct response for your accountancy firm just because they've worked on these great big brands? So, but that's why point number one is understanding what do you want to achieve from it, because they may well be great marketers, but maybe not for you. Mm. And then the final point I would definitely say was understand the people. Not only from a personality point of view, you've got to get on with them. Don't, you know, abdicate marketing. You're going to delegate to them, so you're going to work closely with them.
So a bit of chemistry would be useful, you're saying?
That, yeah, exactly, because they want to push back on your ideas. They want to have the confidence to say, I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying, because they're the expert. But at the same time, you need to be able to push back with them and then still get on with that. But then importantly, from a process point of view, most marketing firms, small firms in particular, when they get full to capacity, they give it to their friends or other small marketing firms. Well, if that process breaks down, what happens if that other small marketing firm gets full or a better contract? Then you're left high and dry. So understand the process of what do they do when they're full to capacity or they haven't got the skill set. You know, are they going online and finding a contractor from somewhere? What's their process? Because if their process is broken, they won't be able to deliver your campaigns efficiently. Mm.
Okay, so if people listening in Brentwood and Billericay at the moment, if they're a bit concerned and they're not quite sure in which direction to look, they can chat to you.
Yep. Come and chat to me. I'll give you free advice because we can't sell directly to you. So you can rest assured that it'll just be free advice.
Yeah. So that's at the Mary Green Manor Hotel.
Yep.
On the 2nd of June. It's going to be a special event, this one, yeah?
Yeah. We're sponsored by not only Phoenix FM, which is great, but also HSBC have sponsored the event. So come down, you get free croissant. There is a £5 fee, and you've got to pay for your coffees, but you'll get a Danish or a croissant to go with it, but also, you know, you'll get to meet some really good businesses. It's not about necessarily selling your services to those. It's really finding influencers and finding people that connect and can perhaps refer on to you, and also find suppliers, really good pricing from suppliers and build relationships.
You say that it's being sponsored, this particular one, also by HSBC. Are they going to be there?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I think they've got actively involved.
There are some specific loans for small businesses that are focused at the community that we'll have at the event, so they'll tell you more about it then.
But. Okay. Well, Luke, thanks for coming in again. And that's on the 2nd of June, just to recap. But you are coming back, I think, into the studio before the 2nd of June.
Yep.
So we'll obviously be able to remind people once again about this event on the 2nd of June, which is on from 9:15 to... It's quite a short period of time, 9:15 to 11:15.
It actually goes on longer. Ah. Two hours is more than enough because it can be, you know, you're talking to a lot of people. So the idea is the first half of the event, you go in, you do a lot of talking, mingling and saying hello and chatting, and there's a little bit of preamble if you don't know the people. Then we'll have some kind of talk, so it'll be something from Phoenix, it'll be something from myself. We've got a presenter as well from another networking group talking about how the best practices of networking. So if you're not used to networking, that's really good. You're going to get some advice on how to network. HSBC will do a little talk as well. And then after that, the energy levels drop because we've sat down and start to listen. We then go back to talking again, but you can kind of break out with the people that you want to speak to and have a little one-to-one meeting. So there is plenty of time, and it's in a hotel, so you can always continue those discussions.
Yeah, private discussion. Yeah. Okay, Luke, thanks very much indeed. And I can't work out exactly when you're back, but it's 2 weeks
today.
2 weeks
today.
Whatever date that is. It's the 28th of May, maybe? Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you then.
All right, that's great. Thank you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.